From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the main points. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin supports development of national Syariah health industry. New developers will need to build balanced housing in new national capital Nusantara. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin supports the development of a Syariah-based health industry that he views as being increasingly necessary for the community. Health services that are in accordance with Islamic principles are increasingly needed. For this reason, the Indonesian government encourages the development of the Syariah health industry in the country. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin virtually pointed this out at the 5th International Islamic Healthcare Conference and Expo 2023 in Jakarta Friday. At a seminar organized by the Indonesian Islamic Health Efforts Council, the Vice President reminded that in building halal health services, related stakeholders should focus on ecosystem development. He remarked this development does not only cover Syariah hospitals, but also Syariah health service ecosystems, including pharmaceuticals, medical devices, halal food and beverages. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, will open a discourse on prohibiting the performance of multiple Hajj in order to cut down queues and waiting time. The longer the queue, the older people become by the time they get perform Haji. Minister Muhajir Effendi said in a statement released on Friday that based on data from the 2023 Hajj organization, almost 44% of the Hajj pilgrims were older than 60 years, while the number of Indonesian pilgrims who died was recorded at 3.38%, dominated by the elderly. The data also showed that elderly pilgrims had a 7.1 times greater risk of death than non-elderly pilgrims. Indonesian Public Works and Public Housing Ministry has said that new housing developers will be required to build balanced housing in the new national capital Nusantara as per the revised law. Director General of Housing Iwan Suprianto at a press conference in Jakarta on Friday said the implementation of housing construction under the revised law is an initiative of the Nusantara Capital Authority. This is because there are several obligations for developers to build balanced housing and make homes affordable for low-income people. Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno highlighted the importance of involving communities in applying digital technology to develop and expand businesses in the era of Industry 4.0. The Indonesian government needs to develop businesses not only by optimizing the use of technology, but also by involving communities in the process. Minister Sandiaga Uno pointed this out in Tangerang, Banten on Friday, via a video broadcast. He He further deemed it crucial to involve and empower communities by encouraging them to think more, make innovations, and forge collaborations so they can be more adaptive in dealing with the global dynamics. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The United States on Friday accused China and Russia of blocking a unified UN Security Council response to North Korea's missile launches, including Thursday's attempt by Pyongyang to put a spy satellite in space. As reported by VOA.com on August the 25th, during an emergency Security Council meeting, 13 of the 15 members, all but Moscow and Beijing, condemned Pyongyang's second spy satellite test in 3 months, which used ballistic missiles technology. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, pointed out that this should be an issue that unifies the U.S., but since the beginning of 2022, the Council had failed to live up to its commitments because of China's and Russia's obstructionism. Almost 186,000 gifted students have been identified in general education schools across Saudi Arabia since the launch of the country's National Program for Gifted Identification in 2011. As quoted by ArabNews.com, they were discovered through a strategic partnership between King Abdul Aziz and his companion foundation for giftedness and creativity, also known as Mahviba, the Ministry of Education, and the Training Evaluation Authority, represented by the National Center for Assessment. Vietnamese Ministry of Labor, Invalids and Social Affairs has been assigned to urgently gather public opinions and streamline procedures on granting work permits to foreigners working in Vietnam. As reported by VOVWorld.vn on August the 25th, according to Deputy Prime Minister Tran Hong Ha's conclusion at a meeting in Hanoi on Thursday, focus should be placed on online permit issuance and transitioning from pre-check to post-check to ensure transparency and convenience. The meeting discussed a draft decree on revising the government's decree regulating foreigners working in Vietnam and the recruitment and management of Vietnamese working for foreign organizations and individuals in Vietnam. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. First news comes from Serang, Banten province. Thousands of Serang city residents from various backgrounds took part in the 2023 cultural parade, which was the culmination of the 16th anniversary of Serang City. The cultural parade was set off directly by the mayor of Serang, Syafruddin, at the West Square of Serang City Wednesday. A number of officials and representatives from Serang Regency were also present. The head of Serang City Education Office, Tubagus Suherman, in his report said that more than 4,000 people divided into several teams participated in the 2023 cultural parade, which was also part of the 78th anniversary of the Indonesian independence. According to him, the participants came from Serang City regional apparatus organizations throughout Serang City, students from various levels, and community organizations. Parade participants also came from several community groups, ranging from classic vehicles, bicycles, to the flag-hoisting team who were on duty at the commemoration of the 78th anniversary of Indonesian independence last August 17. The next news comes from Jakarta. The Jakarta provincial government continues to improve air quality in the capital city, among others by planting oxygen-producing trees on the banks of the Mokhafat River. Jakarta's acting governor Heru Budi Hartono, in a tree planting activity with the Regional Leadership Communication Forum in Jakarta on Wednesday, said the trees planted included 125 eucalyptus trees. The tree planting activity is part of the Preserve an Early Greening Country program, spearheaded by the National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo some time ago. In addition, the tree planting is also intended to strengthen the soil around the river banks. Heru Budi hopes that these trees can also absorb carbon dioxide to produce the oxygen needed by the community. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Palembang, South Sumatra Province, held a fisherman weather field school for fishermen in Banyuasin Regency, South Sumatra, Tuesday. Head of the agency's Maritime Meteorology Center, Eko Prasetyo, in a written statement received in Palembang Tuesday, said that his party fully supports the implementation of the program in Banyuasin by introducing the Indonesian Weather Information for Shipping web-based application, namely an interactive maritime weather information system. According to him, this application can also provide port-to-port shipping planning information for all types of vessels, including fishing vessels, and provide information on fishing grounds so that it can become a spearhead of maritime weather information that can support the safety and welfare of users, including fishermen. He explained, in this activity, fishermen were also given information related to maritime meteorological equipment, maritime weather information products, and carried out the practice of using the application and introduced the menus directly by presenters from the meteorological station Palembang. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia.
The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
We begin today in history with the birth of one of the founders of Antara New State Agency, AM Sipahutar, on August 26, 1914. Albert Manumpak Sipahutar was born in Tarutung, Dutch East Indies, on August 26, 1914. He was often referred to as AM Sipahutar. Albert was an Indonesian journalist and one of the founders of the national news agency, Antara. He ventured into journalism from a young age and already led two news agencies by the age of 20. We are moving to the joining of Chad as the first member of French colonies to the Allies on August 26, 1940. Chad is a country in Africa that became the first French colony to join the Allies in World War II, under the leadership of Governor Adolphe Sylvestre Félix Ebo. The Chad Army helped France to expel the Germans from French territory. We end today in history with the execution of the 7th PONT, or National Sports Week, in Surabaya, East Java, on August 26, 1969. The 7th National Sports Week, or PONT the 7th, was held in Surabaya, East Java, from August 26 to September 6, 1969. The chief organizer at the time was Acup Zainal. The cancellation of the 6th PONT resulted in a delay in determining the host of the 7th PONT. The Central CONI then held the first National Sports Conference, or Musornas, in Jakarta, but failed to decide the city that would host the 7th PONT. It was only at the first plenary CONI session on February 26 to the 29, 1968, that Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan, was determined as the host city of the 7th PONT. That was today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Let's see what we have created. wish I did like everybody. I have bruises from the food and let me go from all this pudding. The rain is falling down again. The pain is in my blood again. I need some help. The people roaring hell. The sun is falling down. To bend the fishes getting still. Today my heart is full of wind. Contain, I let myself.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia asked Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development Country Ambassadors to support accession. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy Erlangga Hartarto hosted a dinner for 28 representatives of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development member countries in Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday, August the 24th. This meeting aims to disseminate the latest developments in the Indonesian economy and gain support for Indonesia's accession to the organization. At the meeting, Minister Erlangga stressed that cooperation and joint action were needed to face the global challenges that were developing significantly. The geopolitical dynamics that have occurred have created fragmented patterns of international cooperation and hindered the flow of world trade and investments and weakened the world economy. The impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and the global financial crisis is still being felt by the majority of the global community. Coordinating Minister Erlangga also revealed that Indonesia's economic performance has remained solid. Economic growth reached 5.17% in the second quarter of 2023 or 5.11% throughout the first semester of 2023. The trade balance continues a positive trend for 38 consecutive months, a surplus of $7.82 billion in the second quarter of 2023. This has also become Indonesia's modality in the process of becoming a member of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, in addition to its profile as a democratic country, a strategic partner for the organization member countries, to proven a global leadership role, including through the G20 presidency and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN chair. Indonesia's membership in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which currently amounts to 38 countries, will provide benefits for both parties. For Indonesia, it is necessary to increase the speed and scale of Indonesia's economic transformation to achieve national strategic goals. Indonesia needs new tools and approaches to guide policymakers moving forward, especially by aligning itself with international benchmarks. For the organization, Indonesia's joining will provide a wider global reach, especially in the Southeast Asian region. With projections as the world's top five economies in 2045, Indonesia is a strategic partner in strengthening its standards and best practices. The partnership with Indonesia is also to ensure that no one should be left behind, which is in line with President Joko Widodo's mission to Africa this week to forge partnership and opportunity for cooperation. Furthermore, Coordinating Minister Erlangga also explained that by becoming an organization for economic cooperation and development country, Indonesia could escape the middle income trap, as was done by South Korea. Representatives of member countries expressed their support for Indonesia's membership intention and are willing to share experiences from the previous accession process. With the ongoing partnership as a key partner since 2007, it is believed that Indonesia's membership process will run smoothly. That was My Indonesia Today.
Jika kau ingin ubah diriku seperti kau mau, jangan bandingkan diriku dengan masa lalu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Regency of Bogor City is rich with culinary and natural attractions. One of the must-visit attractions on your visit to Bogor, West Java, is Cikuluwung Waterfall. The location that is close to Jakarta makes this place crowded with tourists, especially on weekends. Although they have to go through arduous and challenging roads, Cikuluwung Waterfall, which is characterized by its blue water, is still popular and in great demand. Cikuluwung Waterfall is located in the village of Sukaasih, Cibitung Wetan Village, Pamijahan District, Bogor Regency, West Java. Also known as the Little Green Canyon in Bogor, Cikuluwung Waterfall is divided into two types of waterfalls, namely Cikuluwung 1 and Cikuluwung 2. Cikuluwung Waterfall is open every day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The closing hours may change depending on the weather condition. Visitors have to pay 35,000 rupiah per person to enter Cikuluwung 1 waterfall and 25,000 rupiah per person to enter Cikuluwung 2 waterfall. For those who want to camp here, an additional fee of 35,000 rupiah will be applied. Cikuluwung 1 waterfall is a hidden waterfall with a greenish color water. Meanwhile, Curug Cikuluwung 2 is a waterfall with a large pool at its bottom. Both waterfalls are located in the middle of a rocky valley with cliffs and large natural rocks surrounding the waterfalls, making it more picturesque. If you plan to visit Cikuluwung Waterfall, there are several things that you should consider, such as wearing non-slip shoes, bringing a change of clothes and toiletries, and most importantly, obeying all warnings or signs that are placed around the waterfall and not disposing of waste carelessly. Listener, if you want to take a short break in Bogor City, which is approximately 60 kilometers from Jakarta, you can choose Cikuluwung Waterfall as your vacation destination that is guaranteed to refresh you from your daily activities. To reach the waterfall, you can use a motorcycle or car that only takes about 1.5 hours from Bogor downtown through the adequate road access to the location. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Stripes and lonely, hiding, wishing, waiting. Well, I am, here I am. I'm standing still, star at you only. Everything has bloomed. All I want is just to stay. You can't shake me, I will never dare. Day.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, five Indonesian students won brilliant achievements at the 16th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics, or IOAA, which was held virtually in Korzo, Poland from August 10 to the 20, 2023. This team won one silver medal, four bronze medals, and two best international team awards, which are considered equivalent to gold medals. The team member is Zaki Rafiansyah from Semesta High School, who won a silver medal and the Best International Team Award. Brian Herdianto from Canisius Jakarta High School also won a bronze medal and the Best International Team Award. Meanwhile, three other students, namely Zahran Nizar Fadlan from SMA N1 Padang West Sumatra, Ferdinand from SMA 1 Kristen BPK Penabur Jakarta, and Indra Ramadan from SMA N1 Manggar, Bangka Belitung Islands, each won a bronze medal. At the 16th IOAA event, five Indonesian students competed with 250 participants from 52 countries. During the competition, all participants went through several rounds, namely the team competition round, theory round, data analysis round, field observation round, and planetarium observation round. In the round team competition, the two best teams were selected, where each team consisted of five participants from different countries. Two best international team awards were won by the Astrea team, namely Zaki Rafiansyah from Indonesia, along with four other participants from Sweden, Pakistan, Armenia, and Bulgaria. Another best team was won by Team Victoria, namely Brian Herdianto from Indonesia, along with four other participants from Greece, Brazil, China, and Poland. During the competition in Poland, the Indonesian team was accompanied by two team leaders, namely Hakim El Malasan and M. Iqbal Arifianto from the Bandung Institute of Technology, or ITB. The judge said that during the 10 days in Poland, the dynamics of the competition were quite high. So apart from high intelligence, good physical condition was also needed. Of all the participating countries in IOAA 2023, six countries have become serious rivals for Indonesia, namely the United States, Britain, Japan, South Korea, Germany, and Poland, because these countries have a tradition of astronomy education in high school. As a form of appreciation for the success of these students, the Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, will provide prizes to a higher level in the form of scholarships, one of which is Indonesia Maju Scholarship. Well, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Terasa bangun dari mimpiku, tahu aku tak sendiri, matahari pun serasa lebih cerah dengan kecup manismu, ku mulai melangkah, ku nikmati tiap detikku dengan namamu di hatiku, ku rasa bahagia dan hati berbunga-bunga. Kau buatku tergila-gila, tunduk hati aku setia selayaknya sihir. Kau buatku terjatuh, tapi tak berlangsung lama. Kau tinggalkan aku, kau pergi berjejak, tanya. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, kau tak akan tinggalkan aku. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, selamat.
cinta akan ingatkan aku, ayo ingat kata-katamu, selamanya kamu hanya untuk aku, ayo ingat kata-katamu, sayang cinta kamu segalanya, ayo ingat kata-katamu, selamanya kamu hanya untuk aku, ayo ingat kata-katamu, kau tak
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Habis Gelap Terang Akan Datang by Uut Salsabila. The song Habis Gelap Terang Akan Datang is one of the songs in the album Kidung di Tengah Pandemi as a medium to build community optimism during the COVID-19 pandemic. The song was released on October 20, 2020 and Suharjio SKB was the composer. The song tells about human powerlessness when faced with difficulty and suffering due to the pandemic. But there is still hope and optimism if humans continue to surrender and pray to God. The Almighty will also end the COVID-19 pandemic and conditions will return to normal as before. Well, listener, here is Uus Salsabila with the keroncong song Habis Gelap, Terang Akan Datang. Enjoy!
Berbintang, rembulan pun nampak suram. Hari-hari sunyi, serasa dalam kegelapan. Kecemasan jiwa datang melanda. Semesta berduka, badai menyapa. Rona kehidupan memang tak selalu indah. Jalan pun berliku, tak selalu lurus. Derita yang menimpa sebagai tanda insan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu pun suruh Kencana, putri lenggang kencana, duduk menan tiakan kekasih. Bandu selatan di waktu malam, dalam asuhan kanan satu. Bandung selatan di waktu malam, idaman hati muda remaja, tamasya indah penuh kenangan, riwayatnya tiada terlupakan. Indah penuh kenangan, riwayatnya tiada terlupakan. Thank you.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.